Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Well, it's all me. Kat had to do some stuff at work, so she wasn't able to get in and tape the show this fine Monday, but hope y'all had a great weekend, got out there and did some stuff, because looks like we got another couple weeks where everything's going to be more or less shut down, so no fun there, bummer, bummer. What really makes me mad about this is they had to pick December 2nd for the last day of this, and go figure, it's my birthday, so on December 2nd, so yay team for that, thank you very much. No free drinkies at the bar this time around, it looks like, but hey. What are you going to do? And it's even on hump day, too, this year. So, yeah, kind of a bummer. But, hey, more or less fitting for the 2020 year. That's for sure. It doesn't surprise me at all. But hope everybody got out there and did something and are all ready to hunker down for another couple weeks and everything. And I hope those who stay open, the restaurants and stuff that had to go and all that good stuff, make sure we help support them, keep them going. And any businesses that are able to stay open, we can keep going. That's for sure. And yeah, that's kind of just crazy stuff going on there. But yeah, another thing, well, what happened was I formed a band. I was going to talk to Kat about it when she was here, but she's not. So I'll just pretend she's here and I'll talk to you guys. But no, actually, I was talking about forming a trio, and it turns out that I was able to get that together. So very cool, which is kind of weird putting a band together during these times. But, you know, it's not going to be like this forever. And I just look at it as plenty of time for rehearsal until we can play next year. So everything is next year, hopefully. So there you go. But yeah, I got Troy Alvarado from there, Chet's Garden Center. Yeah, he's going to play guitar there with me and do some vocals. And Kim Devine there, the Music Connection, she's going to come on board. And I'm going to be doing some singing. She's going to be playing some instruments and doing some singing. And I'll be doing some singing. And I've got a new guitar, so I'm going to be practicing the guitar and get that going. And Troy's going to help me out. And hey, before you know it, Three for Madness. Yes, that's right, folks. Three for Madness will be out there playing. Oh, yeah. I love little come up with some names, and I just thought about the area, Oregon, and it just kind of came to me, you know, and I'm an old movie buff, so put it together, and there you go. So, yeah, watch for that in the future. And I'm going to go ahead and get on with the show here. Before we get going, I'd like to thank Trike City Dispensary and the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, for sponsoring the Insider Report. And remember, as always, if you'd like to sponsor our show or one of our other fine shows, all you got to do is go to kciw.org and you can be on your way. Hey, we also dig having volunteers and people coming up with new shows. You can have your own show, whatever. And maybe you can even come up with something that we need and we don't even know it yet. So, hey, you never know how that goes. So, yeah. And now, even though Kat's not here, she is going to be taping a Kat's Corner, which I will have no idea what she's talking about, but I'm sure it's good, because it's now time for Kat's Corner with Catlin Temple.
With the windy passes of the coastal range lying between us and Jackson County, it's easy to forget that one of the most well-respected professional theaters in the country is less than 150 miles away. I'm talking about the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. And like Broadway and most other professional theaters in the country, their doors have been closed to the public since the spring. But that hasn't stopped them from engaging with their audiences on virtual platforms, and in some aspects, through audiovisual projects and streaming services, live theater is more accessible to the masses than ever. In the last 6 months, OSF has made a slew of past projects, workshops, and artistic discussions available to their online audiences for free, or for rock-bottom ticket prices, from their classic Shakespeare productions to original contemporary plays. Last year, I saved up nearly $300 to get Jason and I balcony seats for a live production of Macbeth on his birthday. This summer, I watched their rendition of A Midsummer Night's Dream from the comfort of my couch for a mere $15. Have I mentioned professional theater is more accessible and affordable than ever? Their most recent free production offered for streaming is the Carolyn Bryant Project, a revival of a 2018 collaboration between the artistic director of OSF and the Cal Arts Center in Southern California. This 90-minute, two-person play examines the infamous 1955 murder of Emmett Till, a young black teenager, and the decades of silence from Carolyn Bryant, the white woman who effectively sentenced him to death by accusing him of lewd behavior during her shift at a country store in Mississippi. The play is abstract in nature, conveyed via the embodiment of racist symbols and tropes, the poetry of Walt Whitman, and undercurrents of song. Admittedly, if you don't know the history of Emmett Till's death before the play begins, or you're used to neat linear plot lines, parts of the play may seem a little too abstract at times. But the content of the play is so relevant to the clashes and racial reckonings of the past year that I would recommend brushing up on your history and taking this play for a spin. There is a moment of climax in the play's final 15 minutes in which Carolyn, the infamous accuser, is utterly alone, surrounded only by the shame and the regret of her actions, realizing that while Emmett Till may be gone from this earth, his memory will haunt her for the rest of her days. History buff or not, it's hard to watch Carolyn stumble across this grim epiphany without a chill running up your spine. And it's hard to justify skipping this highly relevant piece of contemporary theater when you can watch it for free in your pajamas. The Carolyn Bryant Project is streaming for free through November 22nd. Links to the video and many other free theatrical workshops and productions can be found online at www.osfashland.org. And we have a message here for the community from Julie Rutherford. She is the director of the Checco Community Public Library in Brookings. I'm sorry to report that today a member of our library staff tested positive for COVID-19. They appear to have a mild case and are doing well, but we do ask that you keep them in your thoughts as they continue to recover. Due to privacy concerns, we will not be revealing the name of the employee. We believe they were exposed on Halloween and that it did not happen at the library. However, they did continue to work from then through Monday, November 9th, when their first symptoms started to appear. At that time, they went home, got tested, and stayed home while they awaited test results. They received their results today. Because of the positive test and potential exposure to other staff members, the library is closed effective immediately. We will remain closed through Wednesday, December 2nd. During this time, we will also not be offering any in-person services. The Friends of the Library Book Sale and Bookstore is also closed. We apologize for the inconvenience, but we want to protect our staff and volunteers and allow those of us who were exposed to quarantine safely at home and protect all of you. Fortunately, we have been vigilant about requiring staff and patrons to wear masks at all times, so we are hopeful that exposure has been limited. During our closure, we are not accepting returns or offering hold pickups. Any items that are waiting for you will be held for a week after our reopening date. You may get email notifications stating you have items due. Please disregard those emails until we begin accepting returns again. The email notifications are automated. You can keep all of your items during our closure period, and any fines assessed will be forgiven when the items are returned later. If we have any additional spread among staff and need to extend our closure or otherwise alter the services we'll offer after December 2nd, we will be sure to let you know. Please check out our online resources at www.checkolibrary.org. Now is a great time to learn to use our ebook and audiobook apps, Hoopla and Library to Go. The app for Library to Go is called Libby. You can also use our fun app, Mango Languages, to learn a new language or brush up on one you already know. If you need help with using those services, please email us at contact@checkolibrary.org or message us on Facebook. We hope that everyone stays local and stays healthy during the holidays. And if you must go out, please maintain 6 feet of distance between yourself and others, wear a mask, and wash your hands often. Stay well and happy Thanksgiving. And this was from Julie Rutherford, the library director at the Checco Library in Brookings.
All right. Well, like I said, I'm sure that was fantastic. Whatever Kat talks about is always good stuff. And before we get going with the show, I want to just let everybody know that, yeah, I did get an email on Governor Brown announcing the two-week freeze for the entire state. So unless you've been living in a cave, you heard everything. And, yeah, it's wild. They're just limiting social get-togethers and limiting churches and restaurants to take out only and closing gyms and a fitness organization. They're closing down indoor recreational facilities, museums, indoor entertainment activities, indoor pools, pretty much everything that happened when the first time it went around, but not everything is closed down because, let's see, yeah, limiting grocery stores, limiting retail stores. I'm just kind of looking at this PSA I got. Let's see, closing venues that host or facilitate indoor-outdoor events. They're requiring all businesses to mandate work from home to the greatest extent. They're prohibiting indoor visiting in long-term care facilities. Yeah, that's pretty much, in a nutshell, everything like that. And but the schools, that's cool. The schools and stuff like that get to stay open. Barbershops, they said. And my grandson's in kindergarten right now, so I'm glad to hear because, man, he was really needing that little social time that you get with kids, you know, and stuff like that. Kids do for each other. I mean, these are weird times growing up, and it's no sense the kids got to, you know, suffer from it too much. And it's great because he's just getting right along. He's got friends and everything, and it's just a wonderful thing. And I can see it in his personality and stuff when I see him. So that's always a good thing. I hope they can keep that going and everything because it still ain't the same online. I'm going to tell you that right now, especially for the youngins. So, all right. Hey, and then we got a KCIW volunteer. She got a couple shows there. Angela Ewing as well. She got Ewing's Doings, and I can't remember the name of her other show, but I was supposed to look it up. But she's got a new book out, and it's called Chocolates. It's available at Amazon.com, ebooks, and Kindle. And it's also in print when you can pick one up at Forecastle Books. That's right. I didn't get any synopsis of what the book's all about, but hey, it's a local girl writing a book, so we got to give her some love. And chocolates. Sounds like a sweet treat there, I'll tell you what. All right. Now, hey, before we get on with the rest of the show, I just want to say that due to the circumstances, events are subject to canceling and or following the guidelines required, such as masks and social distancing. There we go. So now I've got everything out before I can get on with the show. So now let's get on with the show. So Curry Health Network is online screening and registration for COVID-19 testing. It's available. You can now be screened online via your computer, smartphone, or tablet by answering a few simple questions to see if you're eligible to receive a COVID-19 test from Curry Health Network. If you are eligible, the registration process is also completed online without the need for a telehealth or in-person visit with a provider to receive an order. You can visit www.curryhealthnetwork.com/COVID to begin a screening and registration process. Hey, now it's time for Funny Stuff with Cousin Bruce. And I got some good stuff from Amy Schumer. She said, the best advice my mother gave me was to be a lady, but I never really knew what that meant and obviously didn't take to it. She says, in L.A., my arms register as legs. She says, I made out with a homeless guy by accident. I had no idea he was really tan. He had no shoes on. I just thought it was like his thing, you know? I was like, he's probably in a band. And then she says, we had to break up. We wanted different things, like he wanted kids and I wanted him to listen. So there you go, some funny stuff from Amy Schumer. Never really followed her on TV or anything. I got and caught her with, but I like to alternate it between guys and girls. And there you go. That's what I came up with this week. So, hey, here we go. Let's see. We got Stay Strong Oregon is a daily online meditation session. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of online events going on nowadays. This is going on, it started on the 17th and is running through May 15th. This is going at 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can experience how to manage your stress and anxiety. These sessions will be directed by the Art of Living Foundation with instructors every day for the 30-minute class. You can choose to join one or all sessions as your schedules best accommodate, with no obligation using the same web conference link you receive when you register to any one session. In these 30-minute lessons, you will learn simple and effective breathing exercises, obtain peace and calm mind with a unique guided meditation, manage stress and anxiety. To register, you can go to eventbrite.com. Yay. And then we've got another one here. This is an online event. It's Take Part. A Portland Anti-Racism Team presents Breaking Chains. This is a conversation with author R. Gregory Noakes. This is a free online event happening on the 19th, 7 p.m. Mr. Noakes is the author of Breaking Chains, Slavery on Trial in the Oregon Territory. He will be the featured speaker at this Take Part Portland Anti-Racism Team online presentation. Mr. Noakes' book details the debated issue over whether the fledgling state of Oregon would allow slavery when its constitution was written. Few people are aware that there were ever slaves in Oregon. Noakes tells the poignant and often painful stories of slaves uprooted from their families in Missouri and brought to Oregon to help develop farms in the Willamette Valley. The slaves expected to be freed, but were kept in bondage for years by owners who ignored the law. You can register by going to Take Part's Facebook page. Let's see, and Chetkel Medical and Aesthetics is presenting the Bellas a grand opening event. Now, I'm not sure this is happening the 11th, the 19th, and the 20th. I think this might be canceled, but I'm not sure. You have to call them, but you can check out their beautiful new space and learn about their newest treatments, including Body Tight, as well as the new membership programs. They are offering 6 different times for the grand opening, so yeah, like I said, you might want to give them a call there. Chetkel Medical and Aesthetics. And Eugene, Oregon is presenting No Man's Land Film Fest. This is an online event. It's happening on the 20th from 6:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. They're excited to bring No Man's Land Film Festival back for another woman-empowered event to celebrate the astonishing accomplishment of women in the wild. This year's event will highlight wilderness conservation. This year, they're bringing you a night of inspiration and tough women and conservation activism to your couch at home. You can go to eventbrite.com for tickets. The film's access opens at 6:30 p.m. and closes at 11:30 p.m. General admission, a suggested donation is $10. Okay. Gypsy's November schedule. See, once again, I believe these things will probably be called off, but you'll have to call. But Saturday, they were having the tea leaf readings with Robbie from 11 to 3. On the 27th, they were having Rosa's meditation at 6. And on the 30th, they were going to have the Spirit Doll Workshop. So once again, you can call Gypsies at 541-813-1882 or send an email to kidsstubs.ks@gmail.com. And now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right, g'day mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that a town once fooled the British from invasion by moving its location? It's true, and here's the story. Early on the morning of August 10th, 1813, a number of British barges sailed up the Miles River intending to shell the town and its harbor fort. The citizens at St. Michael's, having been warned in advance of the planned attack, had evacuated most of the women, children, livestock, and valuable possessions to an area outside of the town known as Onion Hill. Well, a British landing party came ashore, and the defenders of the small battery at the mouth of the harbor fled into town. The British returned their boats and shelled the town, while 2 artillery batteries returned fire from the shore of the harbor. According to local legend, Brigadier General Perry Benson, commanding officer of the Talbot County Militia, ordered lanterns placed in treetops just outside of the town and all other lights in the town extinguished, causing the British to overshoot the town. Among the few dwellings hit was a brick house near the harbor known as the Cannonball House. The story inspired the town's moniker as the town that fooled the British. The British suffered 2 wounded men during the brief invasion, and the Americans reported no injury to any human being. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Bit of Weird History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Till next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Oh, yeah. Hey, and the Brookings Nazarene Thanksgiving Food Baskets. The Brookings Harbor Community Helpers and Brookings Harbor Food Bank will be working together with local churches and organizations to provide families in need in Brookings or Harbor with a Thanksgiving food basket. Families will need to come to Brookings Church of the Nazarene at 1600 Checo Avenue on Monday, November 23rd, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. It will be a drive-through distribution in the parking lot of the church. Please bring your ID and proof of residency. This is a holiday basket filled with food needing to be prepared and cooked. If you have any questions, you can contact Pamela Weinberger, Olivia Davis, or Ann Paulson at Brookings Harbor Food Bank, 541-469-6988. Curry Public Library District is presenting Tech Tuesday, How to Use Library to Go. This is happening on the 24th from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Join Tech Lab Coordinator Brody Carpenter via Zoom for a brief tutorial on how to use Library to Go to check out free ebooks and audiobooks you can read or listen to on your device. They will cover how to sign in, how to navigate the site, and how to borrow books. You can RSVP at the link www.currypubliclibrary.org/event/Tech Tuesday Library to Go. That's right, so you can get your Zoom number there. Okay, all right. And rescheduled new residents meet and greet. Okay, this was going to be happening on the 24th, and I'm having a feeling that the rescheduled is going to be rescheduled again. So, yeah, residents meet and greet. You got to watch out for that in the future. I'm sure we'll be announcing it for you as we get the info. That's going to be a rough 2 weeks here, that's for sure. Curry County is seeking applicants for Suicide Awareness and Prevention Council. Curry County is seeking applicants to serve on the Suicide Awareness and Prevention Council. The purpose of the council is to develop and recommend to agencies that serve within the county and to the public plans and tools to provide for and influence the prevention and awareness of suicide in Curry County. Duties include the study of and plans for the prevention of suicide and informing agencies and the general public of resources in the county to prevent suicide. Each year, 5 positions open plus any resignations that might have happened during the year. The council is interested in filling the positions with people who are currently working in Curry County. For more information, here's what you got to do. Or an application, you can call 541-247-3296. You can go to the Suicide and Awareness Prevention Council online, and it'll give you an attached press release for all that. I just left this in here, and I just realized it threw me off. So what are you going to do on a Monday morning? So, hey, I want to give a shout-out to support local businesses. We got Rancho Viejo Mexican Restaurant, who I'm sure they'll be to go out there. Barron's Home Furnishings, Bauer Auto Body, Beachfront Gifts, Chan's Chinese Restaurant, who has been doing to go. I'm not even sure if they even open up. And then Pacific Sushi. So remember to shop local. Yeah, that's right. Especially in these times, we need to support each other. That's for sure. Hey, that's it. We got no more. I mean, I got as many online events as I could find, and it looks like if we're going to have any show in the next couple weeks, it's going to be all online stuff or whatever I can find. If you have anything out there that you'd like to get on the air, definitely send it to CaptainCurry541@gmail.com, and we'll get it on the air for you. So I want to give a shout-out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Ray Gary, for all their great work making us look and sound good on the radio. And that's it. We got no more. But I want to thank Gene for coming in today and filling in for Ray. Appreciate that. I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out all the other great shows on the station that has the pulse of Brookings Harbor and beyond, KCIW LP 100.7 FM. And you can tune into the Magic and Musical History Tour this week as we find out what love's got to do with it with Tina Turner. That's right. You can see schedule for days and times and check out the other great programs, including the Insider Report at kciw.org. Oh, and if you missed any part of this program or you want to check out last week's show, you can catch it by going to kciw.org and downloading the podcast. Till next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey, we'll see you out there. Bam! Yeah, that was a load of bam, that's for sure. And now just enjoy the rest of the show. There'll probably be music and stuff like that. Take care, folks. All right.
Music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.